The Sheboygan County District Attorney is appealing a ruling that resumed abortion services in the state. It's Thursday, December 21st, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, many Wisconsin counties have a shortage of dentists. Margaret Faust will have the latest on a program to recruit more people to the profession. And Quick Trip is expanding. We'll have more on where the beloved chain is picked to grow their business. Stay with us.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky says he'll appeal a ruling that relaunched abortion services in Wisconsin to the state Supreme Court. Rich Kramer reports.
Ermansky filed a notice with a state appeals court based in Waukesha. In a statement, he said he believes an 1849 law prohibits providers from performing consensual abortions. He says he wants Wisconsin's highest court to bring a, quote, speedy and conclusive end to the legal dispute. Ermansky's appeal seeks to reverse a decision by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Diane Schlipper earlier this month. She ruled the pre-Civil War law applies only to feticide and not consensual abortions. In a statement, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin accuses Ermansky of wanting to strip people's health care choices. A spokesperson for Wisconsin Right to Life says the 19th century law was interpreted as an abortion ban for many decades and should be enforced. Ermansky says he expects to petition the Supreme Court to take up his appeal in the coming weeks. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Joe Biden talked about the importance of removing lead pipes during a visit to Milwaukee yesterday. During a speech at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, Biden praised a recent proposal by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. That proposal calls for water systems to replace all lead service lines within 10 years. Milwaukee still has around 65,000 active lead lines.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake. Everyone should be able to turn on a faucet and know whatever they're drinking was clean and pure and not have to worry about it.
It was Biden's third visit to Wisconsin so far this year. The trip is another reminder of the key role that Wisconsin will play as a swing state in the upcoming election. A recent Marquette Law School poll found the president's job approval rating is right around 40%. Meanwhile, Wisconsin GOP Chairman Brian Schimming said he believes voters are, quote, overwhelmingly dissatisfied with the economy under Biden's watch. A majority of Wisconsin counties have a shortage of dentists. Margaret Faust reports lawmakers are proposing an amendment to a scholarship to encourage dentists to practice in underserved areas.
The amended annual scholarship would give $30,000 to a student who practices in an area with a worker shortage for 18 months. Greg Nitsch is the executive director at Family Health Center of Marshfield. He said there are less oral health care providers in rural areas, and only a fraction of dentists accept patients on Medicaid. He remembers talking to a mother on Medicaid whose son was crying from tooth pain. She was getting turned away.
She felt that, unlike other mothers, she was a failure. A failure as a mother. Like in Wisconsin, how can we tolerate that?
He hopes this amendment would change that. If approved, only students at Marquette University School of Dentistry would be eligible. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underly says she would have voted against the deal that the Universities of Wisconsin struck with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Underly serves on the Board of Regents in a non-appointed role, and she did not attend the virtual meeting on December 13th, where the deal was approved 11-6. She said she was in Europe with, quote, inconsistent internet access. The vote released money for employee raises and building projects already approved in the state budget. In exchange, diversity, equity, and inclusion positions have been cut. Before the vote, Underly asked the regents to reschedule the meeting.
And I respect that process, and even though outside forces weren't respecting that process, but I think what listeners need to know is that I'm deeply committed to DEI efforts and will continue to champion that work.
Even with Underly's no vote, the regents still would have approved the deal. Since the vote, Voss has said the DEI cuts were just the beginning. Music. Wisconsin's Catholic leaders are stressing that Pope Francis's decision that priests can bless same-sex couples has not changed Catholicism's definition of marriage. Robert DeAndrea has more on what experts say is a major shift in tone for the Catholic Church.
The Pope said this week that priests can offer spontaneous blessings to those who seek them, including same-sex couples. However, the blessings cannot in any way resemble a wedding. The Diocese of Madison says the declaration affirms that, quote, sexual activity can never be moral outside of the marital relationship of a man and a woman. Susan Ridgely is a professor of religious studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says the pontiff is trying to maintain a big tent.
It's a step in the right direction, and that is a step in the direction of openness and recognition, but certainly not as far as many people wanted to go and too far for many others.
Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki says the church's teaching on marriage is unchanged. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, everybody loves Quick Trip, and they're planning to expand. The company says they plan to spend more than $151 million in Wisconsin to support the company's continued growth. The move will create more than 500 jobs by 2027. The company's plan includes upgrading its production facilities in La Crosse, renovating a commercial office building in Onalaska, and constructing a whole new distribution center. To support the company's plans, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board approved making $15 million worth of tax credits available for Quick Trip. That's in addition to $26 million that had already been approved. Missy Hughes leads the state agency.
As always with the tax credits, these are performance-based. They're not earned by the company until the company performs in creating the jobs and investing those capital expenditures.
A spokesperson for Quick Trip says the company adds roughly 30 to 50 new stores each year. He says the company's investment will support that growth. Hey, I'm all for a Quick Trip expansion. My favorite place to stop when I'm out and about driving around, and I have a feeling it might be yours as well. And that'll do it for today. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in your podcast feed to wrap up the work week tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.